To enter the world of professional wrestling is to step into the ring with larger-than-life, spandex-clad heroes and villains. It's a place where athletics meets up with performance art. In Bloomington, the independent wrestling league Infinity Pro has been garnering attention on the national circuit. WFIU's Emily Schertzma reports from a recent match.
Doesn't look like Gracie Davis quite likes what the crowd's calling for.
Are they saying kill?
I believe so.
It's a Saturday night at the Bloomington Wrestling Ring, and several hundred Hoosiers are poised on the edge of their seats, ready to scream at every dropkick and pile driver, each move bringing a wrestler closer to the infamous 1-2-3 pinout.
Pro wrestling is, we do know who's going to win, we do know who's going to lose, but what happens inside the ring itself, it hurts, it's real. Here alone here in Bloomington, I've broke my nose, broke my foot, I've cracked two knuckles, cracked a rib, and fractured a tooth. And that's just here in Bloomington.
Don Leeshen, once a professional wrestler, is now a promoter for Infinity Pro, an independent wrestling league that's been based in Bloomington since 2006, has achieved quite a fan base, drawing in over 300 guests per event. The league is slowly gaining national attention. Back Row Hecklers, a popular wrestling podcast, called it the best-kept secret in independent wrestling.
I used to say that it was high-impact gymnastics. There's a lot of athleticism to it. Other people would also say that it's a testosterone-based soap opera.
It's the most unique type of performance art, I think, because we have a lot of live interaction with the audience and everything like that, and they kind of change our performance as it goes along. It's like an emotional tug of war.
Jake Omen wrestles with Infinity Pro. All decked out in baggy fringe shorts and gladiator shoes, Omen will be wrestling tonight at the Bloomington match.
Every wrestler who goes home the next day is sore.
That's promoter Don Leeshen.
And a lot of these guys, you know, they got six-hour drives after they leave here. So they wrestle, show's done at 10 o'clock at night, they hop in their cars, and they drive away.
When Jake Omen's match in Bloomington is over tonight, he drives home to Indianapolis. Omen is a rare wrestler without a day job. Between wrestling and hawking merchandise, he is able to scratch out a living.
Well, it gets me by, but it's not a very comfortable living. It's a very starving artist type living.
Jake keeps wrestling because it allows him to express himself in a unique way.
We're writing a story, we're acting a play. We're showing off our athleticism. It's a combination of everything. And if you have a real grasp on people psychologically, you can just be so great at this.
Jake Omen writes that story in the ring and in media materials like this promotional video.
Russ Jones, you and the Prestige want to run rampant all over strong style wrestling? That's fine. You have your little fun. But the second you encroach on me, that's when you're going to get this.
At the end of the video, Omen points to himself fully in character. The story behind a wrestler's image is just as important as his athletic prowess in creating a following.
Well, Jake Omen is a character that's kind of like a scumbag, like a guy who lives on the streets. And it's just kind of like my character is the dark underside of life that a lot of people just don't want to realize is there. And most places I go, I'm automatically the bad guy because of that, because a lot of people don't want to face that.
But a lot of times fans will use that opportunity to escape from reality.
That's Don, the promoter.
It gives them something to focus on that maybe in their life they're having a hard time or something. And they can look at the people in the ring and they can relate to certain characters.
Come on, Omen, get up!
In many, many places, he is considered a villain. You watch him in the ring and you can see a little bit of that coming through in him, just by nature. But Bloomington loves him.
Omen! Omen! It's so much fun. We get to come here and interact with the wrestlers and have a good time.
Wrestling fans point to the interactive nature of the spectacle as one of its biggest draws. Gregory Sharp is an aspiring wrestler.
You can see the greatest movie on earth, but never ever will a movie actually reach out and touch you, which is what we're able to do in a pro wrestling show, a live one anyway. We can change, we can look at you into the eyes, we can ask you for help, we can insult you, we can literally land on top of you.
By the end of the heated battle, Jake Omen, our dark hero, has prevailed against his towering opponent, Mike Sylvia.
Yeah!
For WFIU Arts, I'm Emily Schertzma.